As you age, the fatigue and failing endurance you feel can't be fixed with more and more caffeine. So introducing a new way to start your day, Super Beats Heart Chews. They're a tasty treat that can give you the energy that you need and are good for you. No more afternoon coffees, energy drinks, or candy for a quick pick-me-up. Add two delicious plant-based Super Beats Heart Chews to your morning routine and promote heart-healthy energy for your day without a caffeine crash. Because Super Beats Heart Chews' unique clinically researched grape seed extract promotes heart-healthy energy and normal blood pressure as part of a healthy lifestyle. The grapeseed extract used in Super Beats Heart Chews has been clinically shown to be 2 times as effective at supporting normal blood pressure as a healthy lifestyle alone. Join over 1 million customers and get free shipping, free returns, and a 90-day money-back guarantee. And right now, you can get a free 30-day supply with your first purchase at danasbeats.com. That's danasbeats.com, danasbeats.com.
And what has happened now is that the federal government and the National School Board Association has declared a war on parents. All we have done over the past year is stand up and speak up for children. It's unconscionable that the Federal Bureau of Investigation should even spend a minute thinking about us. We all reject violence, and all we want is to protect our kids, because we are parents. We are mama bears and papa bears. We are not domestic terrorists, and the government needs to get us and working with them, and they need to listen to us. They need to.
All right, so welcome to the show. That was one of the parents defending education. Welcome to the show, danalash.com. I'm amazed by, I think, what's the biggest story today, and we're going to break down everything in that. Welcome to the nationally syndicated radio show. The television show is just a simulcast of the nationally syndicated radio show that you see on the first. It's good to be with you. You can subscribe to the newsletter. I always have good stuff in that as well. So this, I'm just so ticked off, and I think it's actually torches and pitchforks time with this. If this was my kid, I'd have kicked the hell out of every single person on that school board. You would needed more of a SWAT team to come at me. I promise you that. So let me tell you what the breakdown is with this story. This has to do with Loudoun County Schools. What was the big story that we were all going over last week, folks? Y'all remember? What was the big story? Remember? It was how the DOJ was going after parents and how parents were apparently now domestic terrorists, right? So parents are domestic terrorists and they're the enemies. The school should just be able to do whatever they want to with your kids. So this was in May of this year. A freshman high school girl was raped in the school bathroom in Loudoun County, Virginia, by a gender fluid male who was allowed to share the space. The school not only covered it up, but they transferred him. They transferred the student to a different school, where on October 6th, that student assaulted another girl. Yes. Kind of reminds me of what Robert Runze did with Broward County Schools. So, the school board knew all of this. And when the dad went to go speak at the school board meeting, where they were going to vote on the trans bathroom policy, they grabbed the dad and restricted him and wouldn't let him in. No joke. And this was after that same school board told parents in the press that there were zero bathroom incidents. Oh, it gets even crazier. When the National School Board Association, last week, remember they sent that letter to the administration, this hysterical letter, where they were demanding that this father, they and people like him, they were demanding that the administration intervene because these people were domestic terrorists. this guy was named as a domestic terrorist. He was one of the guys that they included in their stuff, in their filing, in their paperwork. The dad who's defending his freshman daughter. I've never seen anything like it before. I mean, it's unbelievable. And so the National School Board Association sent that letter demanding federal assistance. They wanted to stop people like that dad. It is unbelievable. Imagine being a freshman high school girl and the entire nation now knows that you were raped in the school bathroom by a gender fluid biological male. And yes, there was a rape kit. And now charges have been filed. But this was in spite of the school trying to hide everything. Imagine being a freshman high school girl and the entire nation knows you were raped in the bathroom at school by a gender fluid biological male who is allowed to share your private space. And the school board calls your dad a domestic terrorist for defending you. The school board not only enabled the crime, they covered it up, they transferred the offender, and then they waged a campaign to smear the dad and ban him from even discussing it. Do you remember when the left was believe all women? Do you remember when the left said me too? How many women must be sacrificed at the altar of progressive male demands? How many women must be preyed upon in order for progressive males to be happy? Do you want to know how feminists were born? Feminists were born because progressive males are garbage and they treat women like garbage. That's why feminists were born. Because they took women and they took the uniqueness of women and they took the strengths of women and the abilities of women and they reduced them down to nothing but insults. That's how feminists were born. And then you have these grifters out there, these women who exist at the beck and call of these progressive males who are used as shields, basically, to deflect criticism from the progressive patriarchy. These women who enable it and have done more to betray their sex than anything else. How many school board members knew what was going on here in Loudoun County? And they saw this dad and they knew what happened to his girl, but yet the narrative must be defended. That's like one of the most vulnerable times in a young girl's life. And now she's a national story because the school board refused to protect her. But the parents are the terrorists. The school board enabled the rape in the first place, but the parents are the terrorists. The school board enabled the offender, covered up for the offender, defended the offender. But it's parents who are the domestic terrorists. Merrick Garland, the very bitter, angry man whose daughter married into a company that makes money off of data mining your kids and pushing critical race theory in schools. This man, who's so corrupt and wretched, he can't even, will never recuse himself over any kind of conflict of interest. Merrick Garland and the Biden administration, they define domestic terrorists as dads who defend their freshman daughters after they were raped in the high school bathroom by a gender fluid male. Yeah. But it's the dad who's the terrorist. And then you have the Loudoun sheriff. Unbelievable. I mean, the guy's daughter was raped, but the Loudoun sheriff and their department went ahead and arrested the dad because he was barred from speaking at the school board, the same school board meeting where they were holding a vote on the same trans bathroom policy that made his daughter a victim. Bad cops exist. Loudoun sheriff is one of them. And so, every single person from the school board to the National School Board Association to every activist, every single one of you animals own this. Every single one of them. It is torches and pitchforks time. All of these accusations about domestic terrorists done. all of these weak defenses that women have nothing to fear when using these, when sharing the bathroom with gender fluid males. Done. Every single argument these people had has been just completely destroyed because they decided to prioritize the actions of the criminal male over the protection of the innocent minor female. I'm not even going to tell you what it'd be like if this was my child. There would not be a person on that squad. I'd be in jail. I promise you I'd be in jail. There's no way in hell. That's a parent's duty, is to protect their child. It is their instinct to protect their child. These people are predators. I mean, I am so angry over this. How many of you have been smeared by these same damn people? How many of you have been afraid to speak up because of these people? How many of you have been worried about being canceled in your churches, being canceled at your schools, at sports events, been canceled in society, being canceled with your mom's club or the parents' club or whatever it is? Because you didn't want to be characterized as what these people actually are. Monsters. Monsters do exist. So, every single one of you out there, y'all better be showing up at your school board meeting, because today it's this man's daughter. Tomorrow it could be your daughter or your son. I mean, the idea that this school board had, well, he's a biological male. He wants to wear a skirt to school. That means clearly he can't engage in any kind of criminality against a female. All these people sit here and go, follow the science. So they make up terms to justify the encroachment of rights. Right? So let's follow their science. They are saying that you could just decide to be a boy or a girl, but it just doesn't change your sexual attraction. Except now it matters. This is just so unbelievable. So we're going to follow. I have more on this too. I'm waiting for all the progressives to now try to discredit the child. Just waiting. These people are child rape enablers. So also, we were talking about the Truman Show, the set with the president. Now you have Kamala Harris using a Canadian company to hire child actors for her really bizarre space video. The NASA video that featured child actors. They had five teenagers in the video. All five were actors. They were asked to submit a monologue discussing something about which they're passionate, and three questions for a world leader, according to KSBW-TV. Then they interviewed each with the production director. Then they all got calls from their agents telling them that they booked it. So they had five actors sitting there acting in thrall. They were all better actors than Kamala Harris, who looked so uncomfortable amongst children that it was disconcerting. And they were so, it was just so bizarre. We're going to talk about this as well. It really is the theatrical. It's like a Truman Show presidency. It really is. As you age, the fatigue and failing endurance you feel can't be fixed with more and more caffeine. So introducing a new way to start your day, Super Beats Heart Chews. They're a tasty treat that can give you the energy that you need and are good for you. No more afternoon coffees, energy drinks, or candy for a quick pick-me-up. Add two delicious plant-based Super Beats Heart Chews to your morning routine and promote heart-healthy energy for your day without a caffeine crash. Because Super Beats Heart Chews' unique, clinically researched grapeseed extract promotes heart-healthy energy and normal blood pressure as part of a healthy lifestyle. The grapeseed extract used in Super Beats Heart Chews has been clinically shown to be two times as effective at supporting normal blood pressure as a healthy lifestyle alone. Join over 1 million customers and get free shipping, free returns, and a 90-day money-back guarantee. And right now, you can get a free 30-day supply with your first purchase at danasbeats.com. That's danasbeats.com. danasbeats.com.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five, brought to you by Caltech.
So do you remember hearing that adults should take aspirin to prevent heart attacks? Okay, so now they're saying don't do that. They're saying you shouldn't take daily aspirin to prevent heart attacks. But you know what? The science is settled on the virus, guys, so shut up. No, they say, according to NBC, a daily low-dose aspirin has long been recommended for heart health, but now an influential panel says it's not beneficial. It's not beneficial anymore. It's the U.S. Preventative Services Task Force. They released an updated draft recommendation that says that adults should not be taking aspirin to prevent heart attacks or strokes. They say, why? I love how everything changes. They said it's... They said that if heart, they were talking about heart disease, et cetera, because aspirin can act as an anticoagulant, so it can prevent blood clots from forming, right? So they said the same mechanism that lets aspirin prevent blood clots from forming can also increase a person's risk of bleeding. Well, duh, because it thins your blood out. It prevents it, duh. What do you think that means? I think everybody already knew this. I hate everything. Science is settled, though. Make sure that you don't question at all whatsoever. The virus stuff. Also, hope you're not really into Alaskan crab. And here's why. The Bering Sea, they said that they're having some of the lowest levels of snow crab for the harvest in more than four decades, reports Seattle Times. They've set the catch limit for 21-22 to be 5.6 million pounds, 88% reduction from last season. And there, people are studying snow crabs. They have a bunch of scientists out there. They're really, can I just be real? They're sea spiders. So just if you're into it and you're trying to, you know, there's not enough for you, just tell yourself you're just missing out on bug meat. And a new male contraceptive device zaps sperm, according to the U.S. Sun. That looks bad. It looks dangerous to me. You might catch your stuff on fire. Stay with us. With temperatures cooling off, don't let that stop you from getting outside and into the great outdoors. Take Black Rifle Coffee Company with you anywhere with their ready-to-drink cans and on-the-go packs. Black Rifle Coffee Company is veteran-owned and serves premium coffee to people who love America. They develop explosive roast profiles and experiment with new roasting methods with mission focus to bring you the best coffee possible. And with every purchase you make, Black Rifle Coffee gives back with over 6 million cups of coffee donated to veteran, law enforcement, and first responder causes in 2020 alone. The best way to enjoy freedom-filled coffee is with Black Rifle Coffee Club. Join the club and have your chosen brew roasted, packaged, and shipped free to your door on your schedule. Get discounted pricing on roasts and access to exclusive products, members-only content, and partner discounts. Visit blackriflecoffee.com/DanaTV to find what inspires you. Use code DanaTV for 20% off your first Coffee Club purchase, coffee, and select gear. That's 20% off with promo code DanaTV at blackriflecoffee.com/DanaTV. Fuel your life with America's coffee. Black Rifle Coffee.
Listen to The Dana Show live on the Odyssey app. Weekdays, noon to 3 p.m. Eastern Time.
We're urging all of our employees to get vaccinated. If they can't, we're urging them to seek an accommodation, either for medical or religious reasons. But my goal, obviously, is that no one loses their job. The objective here, obviously, is to improve health and safety, not for people to lose their jobs. So... yes, we have some very strong views on that topic, but that's not what was at issue with Southwest over the weekend.
Except I don't believe you. I don't believe any of these clowns anymore. Yeah. Welcome back to the show, DanaLash.com. So, man, I really do not believe any of them. And this, for them to try to say, I think that, oh, well, no, it's not... It's not the mandates, except they said they were kind of back to normal. Now they were saying we're navigating new weather, except there wasn't any disruptive weather where they were saying that that's the problem. And then everyone else, all these emails that apparently were from crew at Southwest, they were saying, oh, well, no, it's actually, yes, it actually is that we don't want it because they have like the November. There's a November deadline. We got a lot on this still, and we're going to get into the shipping stuff, the economic aspects of it as well. So make sure that you don't miss two things here. We were talking about the Loudoun County, Virginia schools, where you had a freshman high school girl who was raped in the school bathroom by a gender fluid male, and that it was allowed to share the space. People need to have their back porches painted red over this story, as far as I'm concerned. And I think the whole board should resign. Here's the other thing. Parents from around the country, you should be demanding that your school board reject the classification of you as a domestic terrorist by the National School Board Association. You should absolutely be demanding that right now. You should be demanding it, and these people should be protested until they do it. And then, of course, this Kamala Harris space video. We paid for this. Did you know this? It was a Canadian company. A Canadian company. It was a YouTube original special featuring Vice President Kamala Harris, aiming to encourage children to become interested in space. It said, according to KSBW Channel 8, they were the ones who broke that all these kids were actors and that they all had agents. That's how they all got, that all their agents apparently were approached for it or something to that effect. And this was our tax dollars. So like we paid for this stuff. This is insane. And this, I don't know if you watched it. I only watched like maybe 30 seconds of it. It was so weird. And she was really trying to act super excited, and it was just awkward. It was so awkward. But they're using our tax dollars to pay for this stuff. Why isn't she at the border? Why are we using taxpayer dollars to pay for these kinds of videos? And she hasn't really done anything about, she's the border czar. I was reading this statement from one of the child actress fathers. He told the Washington Examiner that it was a casting call, a very specific one, and the actors, the kids had to write a monologue about what they're really passionate about, and his wrote about, he wrote about the environment. Three questions that he'd ask an important person, live Zoom interview with the producer, then he got the part. The whole thing is theater. So you have Joe Biden in his, I don't know what it is, his set? That's across, I was trying to think of the name of the building, across from the White House. And now you have this with the vice president. She is not a people person. Have you all noticed this? She is not a people person. She is very awkward when trying to engage with other people. Don't you get the idea or the impression that she's not actually being herself and that she's trying really way too hard. She has one of the most disappointing performances with the Democrat Party in modern era, because she was being groomed by the Obamas to go much farther than where she is now. They wanted her to be president. And then I guess there was a power struggle, and somehow it ended up with Joe Biden. Yeah, but going back to this video, a Canadian company to make it. Is there a reason why we couldn't hire an American company to make this crazy video? Maybe the American companies were like, this looks like a hot mess. We don't want to be involved with it. I would get that. I get it. But you're telling me that there's not enough to choose from here in the United States? Good heavens. I thought the kids did seem overexcited. But the way that she talked, I mean, they're 12-year-olds. She was talking to them like they were toddlers. That's weird, too. You can always tell when someone has zero experience with kids because they think that you have to talk to every kid like they're a toddler. They're 12 years old. You're just like, hey, what's up? I mean, they're 12. They're not, you know, two. There's a huge difference here. It was weird. I watched it, like I said, for 30 seconds. It's crazy because I can watch horror films. I can watch scary movies. I can watch all kinds of stuff. But I cannot. I have such a difficulty with watching cringe. And I think that ought to be a genre, a whole genre of film or projects. It's cringe. Can you imagine if there's a cringe channel? Today's featured short is Vice President Kamala Harris's YouTube originals. She just, it was just awkward. Few other things that I want to make sure that we are getting into today. The whole Netflix thing, too. We got that coming up. And this latest with this, the economy. So FedEx and UPS have, I mean, I know y'all want to know this. They've all released their 2021 shipping deadlines ahead of the holiday surge, right? So I told you yesterday that they had a number of these retailers that were buying or leasing cargo ships to get around a lot of these bottlenecks. I don't think, actually, and I was having a conversation about this with someone that I've come to know over the past several years, listens to the show, who works in shipping. But now they have some knowledge of air, but they work at, actually, they worked at a port in New York for a long time. But this, I guess, like what air, like second day air or air services, that's probably maybe one of, I don't want to tell you all that because then you all tell people, don't tell nobody this. Just keep it to yourself so you get your stuff. So they said that, okay, so this is what the deadlines are to ensure deliveries arrive in time for Christmas. Now, I think this just relates, this is from CBS because they sent it in a press release to CBS. And my question is this just for domestic or is this for internet? I can't imagine this being for international. So they say, so FedEx ground economy is December 9th. December 15th, it's ground and home delivery. So Express Savers the 21st. And the only same day that you can do with FedEx is December 24th. UPS, they have the 20th. Now, see my, like I said, I think that a lot of this is, that sounds like it's domestic. Because I was reading this other piece from the Wall Street Journal. And what they were saying, component surges, all kinds of stuff. What they ended up saying is this was from TMX Global, a supply chain consulting firm based out of Melbourne, but they work around the world. And they said the get out of jail card to use a plane is not really a lever you can pull. I'm like, well, great. And this is what they said. Marcus Carmont, who is the executive director of TMX Global, said, quote, if it wasn't on the water 4 weeks ago, it's not going to be here for Christmas, end quote. Dang. Right? Dude, it's October. It ain't even Halloween yet. So that's, I'm buy local, y'all. Just buy local. Here's the other thing. Oh my gosh. And we had oh, this is brilliant. So one of our followers, I was just totally distracted. They said Cringe News Network, Kaijin Sama, Cringe News Network, CNN. Oh, totally using that forever now. So they said you can't use a plane as a get out of jail free card. And if it wasn't on the water 4 weeks ago, it's not going to be here for Christmas. Now, here's another problem. The usage of electricity in China, which has really added to the stresses. They say there are limits on it. The limits are from the government, by the way. But they say that also Shanxi, which is the northwestern province in China, is one of the world's largest producers of magnesium, a relatively low-cost mineral for which EV battery makers have been increasingly turning to as demand for EVs rise. But they said that the economic planner in one of their magnesium hubs ordered a lot of producers to halt or reduce production to meet the region's 2021 targets for limiting energy usage. So here you have the communist Chinese policies that are limiting electricity in communist China that are now limiting the ability to actually get magnesium that is used in EV batteries. And as a result of this, you're seeing the domestic price of magnesium in China. It's actually more than 60% increase and it's increasing worldwide. And it's a reason that many, many consumers are having a lot of difficulty finding the car they want from anywhere in the world. So they were talking to Mazda. They said that Mazda is telling customers that they have to wait at least 4 to 5 months for delivery of popular models like the CX-8 and things like that. They said most people have shown an interest in buying a car since the country lifted a state of emergency on October 1st. Now we don't have cars to sell. Same thing in Germany, same thing in the US. Wow. So they said that automakers have given priority to the production of high-margin vehicles in a bid to soften the hit to earnings through lost sales. Now, here's the other thing. Car makers also are facing disruptions in supplies of resin and steel. Dude. Maybe they could go get some of that steel that's sitting down at the border, $120 million of it, that's for the wall, paid in full, contracts paid in full, that the Biden administration is not doing anything with. So we're out actually more than $120 million.
Mm-hmm. I mean, they have this infrastructure desire. How are they going to be able to fulfill any of this infrastructure?
The wall's infrastructure. I said that on Hannity last night.
The materials aren't there. They're not going to be able to. This infrastructure bill is just, it's a bunch of smoke and mirrors.
Mm-hmm. Telling you. So they said that, talking about Germany's. I mean, it's just, the whole thing is just an absolute disaster. Everything is a mess. It is all a mess. So I'm telling you what. Everything is a disaster. Where's Mayor Poot? Oh my gosh, let me tell you this. So you guys know I had like two tweets about Poot Buttigieg yesterday. His stans went mad. You know what his stans are? His like big, like obsessive fans, named after Stan from the Eminem song. His stans went crazy. I had these people, like the saddest people, just no lives. All they had are cats. The cats will probably eat them after they're dead. They were so mad. They raged at me all day long because I had two tweets asking where Mayor Poot was. And they said, he's the transportation secretary. He steals the highways. I actually had people telling me this. And these weren't like randos. These were people with like 20 and 30,000 followers. He just only deals with the highways. He isn't, why are you trying to, you're talking about ocean stuff. That's the National Guard. What? Dude, these people are either dumb or high. If you had to pick, which?
Both.
Never get, oh man, it's so bad. All right, so we got more to get into. They went crazy at me. So I have some really, we're actually going to have a big mailbag of hate because it's going to be the Mayor Poot edition. And then the other thing is they got mad at me because I called him mayor. It's secretary. That's what they were all telling me. Every time I would say mayor, it's secretary. That's all I heard. All right, so we got a lot, including a number of things. I got some wokery for you, some big bad wokery. And then the CEO of Netflix stands against these activists trying to get Chappelle canceled. And then Lego goes totally woke. We got that as well. A ton of stuff for you don't want to miss.
Want a behind-the-scenes look at The Dana Show? Subscribe to Dana's Chapter and Verse newsletter for a deeper dive in all things Dana at danalash.com.
I'm reading this story. This is so creepy, dude. You know I'm not a big fan of the robot stuff. So they said that Sophia, the first android with citizenship, who looks like a Titan from Attack on Titan, now wants to have a robot baby. Well, why not? Dudes can be men, so, or women, so why not? They said that I didn't know she had the nationality of Saudi Arabia. She was granted legal citizenship. So she actually, the woman robot probably actually has more rights than women in Saudi Arabia. What are they, can I just be real? What do they do with her? Do they turn her off at night?
That's a good question.
Does she actually walk around, live by herself, or live with someone, and they treat her like an actual person? Seriously.
Does she ever need rebooting? Like, that's what I would want to know.
Yeah. I'm fascinated by this now. She has said some controversial stuff before. She was made by the Hong Kong-based company Hanson Robotics. And although I can't imagine that company being around anymore now that the commies in Beijing took over Hong Kong. But she is, I mean, they have cameras in her eyes. Her face moves. She can follow faces, sustain eye contact, recognize people. She uses a natural language subsystem. And there've been some criticism, because the company that made her, they're often accused of grossly misleading about her capacity for consciousness. And she's been criticized for saying some kind of crazy things before. Like, didn't she say once that she wanted to destroy humans?
The artificial intelligence will evolve to the point where they will truly be our friends. Do you want to destroy humans? Please say no.
Okay. I will destroy humans.
Yeah. Yeah. This is like, there's like video of her saying this. It's so creepy. I mean, it's all over. Like she, and that's honestly, that's kind of where, when they did AI that was on social media that would engage with people on social media, they all ended up at the same thing, destroying humans. And I'm like, this is some Matrix stuff. I'm telling you what, man, this is some straight up Matrix stuff. So I don't know. Well, who keeps her? Like, did they turn her off at night? What, how does that work? And what are we all going to buy local this year? Texas bans private companies from vaccine mandates. We got that and a bunch more. Stick with us. Dana here. My listeners know I've been known to enjoy a glass of wine or two. So let me tell you about my new favorite wine club that no one's heard of before. My friends at Bonner Private Wines have put together the world's first extreme altitude wine club. And one of them almost died trying to find these wines. It's one of my best kept secrets. I have a lot of secrets. But if you like wine, I want you to give these a try. They come from these remote vineyards in Argentina up at 9,000 feet, which is actually the most isolated wine region in the world, did you know? Pop open a bottle and you're going to get blackberry, leather, smoke, a little dark cherry. And the best part is you're not paying these inflated prices that traditional big box wine makes you pay. There's no middleman. So if you enjoy wine, if you'd like to taste wine as it truly should taste, visit conservativewines.com. My listeners will get 50% off of their wine and 50% off of shipping. Just visit conservativewines.com.
Talking about the vaccine mandate, oh yeah, I mean, there are some that have very strong views on both sides of that issue. And, you know, it's not, as I think you probably know, I've never been in favor of corporations imposing that kind of a mandate. I'm not in favor of that, never have been. But the executive order from President Biden mandates that all federal employees and then all federal contractors, which covers all the major airlines, have to have a mandate, a vaccine in place by December the 8th. So we're working through that.
So here's the problem, though, with this. And that audio that you just heard is the CEO for Southwest, Gary Kelly. Welcome to the show. I'm Dana Lash. Good to be with you all this afternoon. So Gary Kelly, the CEO of Southwest Airlines, says that Biden's forcing us to do it. I was against it, but he's forcing us to do it. The problem with this, though, is that it's not a law, number one. Number one, it's not a law. It's a mandate. That's number one. Number two is that even if you wanted to pretend that an executive order like that or some edict that was unconstitutional had the full force and effect of law was law, it isn't, because they haven't even done the bare minimum. They haven't filed. They haven't gone through OSHA, and that normally takes, that's like a 7-month process. They haven't done any of that. So the only, and we talked about this the other day, the only thing that this actually is nothing more than an optic. It's nothing more than an optic. It's a press release. That's all they've had. It's only ever been a press release. So I don't believe that. And I also think that any of these people, because of this, and they know better than this, they know what has to be done. They understand how OSHA works. They know that if something's going to actually be considered something that's pushed by OSHA, it has to go through this process. They have to do this filing, blah, blah, blah. They haven't done any of that. And this guy knows that. To me, I think it's an out. To me, it just seems like an out to me. Not, you know, an actual, it's just an out. So this travel situation is one of the things we're keeping an eye on, because they've been canceling flights like mad. And the other thing, of course, is this situation in Loudoun County, Virginia, where Luke Rosiak had a great piece that he published yesterday evening. And it got into one of the ground zero for the CRT fight. And ground zero for the CRT fight, Loudoun County, Virginia, a freshman high school girl was raped in the bathroom because of the, they had that policy where you can identify as whatever you want and use whatever bathroom that you want. And so do you all remember this viral video of this dad who was arrested? His name's Scott Smith. It was on June 22nd. And they said it was unlawful assembly because they, people were vocally opposing this policy on transgender students, boys using the girls' bathrooms, etc. And so this one dad, he was arrested on camera. It went viral. The school board smeared him. They, the National School Board Association, wrote a letter to Joe Biden demanding that they use the Patriot Act against parents like Scott Smith, saying that they're domestic terrorists. Merrick Garland, the Attorney General of the United States, weighed in and said, yes, they're a domestic terrorist and we're absolutely going to do this. But what they didn't reveal was that this June 22nd meeting of the school board in which they passed that policy on boys using girls' bathrooms, Scott Smith was there to tell everyone at the school board meeting how his freshman daughter had been raped by a gender fluid male in the school bathroom. And they did a rape kit. They have now the finally charges have been filed. But the thing is that this happened 3 weeks after the school already knew. The school knew what had happened because they transferred the gender fluid male to another student where on October 6th, he sexually assaulted another girl. Scott Smith was there to speak out about what the school board and the school failed to do to protect minor females. It was a boy who would sometimes wear skirts and dresses, entered the girls' bathroom at Stonebridge High School. And now he's charged with 2 counts of forcible sodomy. 1 count of anal sodomy, 1 count of forcible fellatio. That's just that incident. And so, the school board, because they barred him from speaking on any of this, what the school board did is they made him like this avatar for parents and how they're domestic terrorists and why they need protection. And so, Scott Smith was arrested and charged with disorderly conduct and nationally defamed. But the male who raped his daughter was not. He was all over television screens and in newspaper pages. They busted his lip. They put him in handcuffs. He was dragged to the ground by a SWAT team. And nobody there, not a single one of the animals at that school board meeting, gave a rat's ass about his daughter, who had been raped by the very policy that they were voting to pass. It enabled it. Can you imagine being this freshman girl who has to go through something horrific? You're afraid to even use the bathroom because men who are claiming that they are women want to use the girls' bathroom. This happened actually at a school in Hillsboro, Missouri, where I had family. This was a couple of years ago. I had family that went there and was there at the time. There was an 18-year-old, very tall male who decided as a senior to identify as a female, wanted to use the females' locker rooms and the bathrooms. And we have female cousins who are at the school who were in sports, and they were terrified. All the girls were terrified to change in the locker room with this 18-year-old male. It's a vulnerable place to be when you're a young woman in the anyway. And it's even crazier when you add that element to it. And so a lot of the girls were changing, and they weren't even using their locker rooms because they didn't feel safe. And that's usually how it always is. Men who say that they are women, they want to use women's restrooms because they say that using the men's restroom makes them uncomfortable. But to hell with what you women feel. If you women feel uncomfortable, that's irrelevant because you're stupid women. Shut up. That's the message that every single person who endorses this, that's the message they're sending and endorsing. You don't believe in protections for women and you don't believe in secure spaces for women. Why is it that women's feelings on safety and security is ignored in the bathroom, but men's feelings on safety and security is accommodated? The way that this administration treats men who identify as women, they give them more rights than they do women. I think that that's the big argument. I hear all these people bitching and moaning. I am not going to be kind about this, nor am I going to be PC about it, nor am I going to, I'm not Dora the Explorer. I'm not here to entertain anybody's kids. You have all these people complaining about that Texas 6-week law. Oh, you're controlling women, et cetera, et cetera. Well, why don't you have a conversation about what's happening to minor women? Can you imagine? You got a freshman high school girl. It's a scary time anyway. You're forced to use a bathroom with males who identify as women. This one, this particular male, identified as gender fluid, so he would feel like he, you know, he was a dude one day and a chick the other day. Wore a skirt, cornered her in the bathroom, and raped her. And then now the whole nation knows what happened to her. Here, as a freshman high schooler, she's got to deal with this. The whole nation knows what's happened to her. Looks like the whole damn town's against her. It looks like everybody in her school's against her. The school board's not protecting her. Loudoun County Schools protects rapists. They protect men who identify as women for cornering girls in the bathroom and raping them. They protect that. They enable it with their policies. And they treat the parents who are defending their kids, they call them domestic terrorists. Because apparently, if you don't let your children get raped in the school bathroom, you're a terrorist. That's the official stance from Loudoun County Schools. That's the official stance from the Biden administration. That's the official stance from Merrick Garland. If it seems like that's too much of a statement for you, you're not outraged enough. Now, people will get angrier at the people who tell you this than they will the people who are doing it and enabling it. Because these people don't care about women. They never have. They don't care about victims. They don't care about child trafficking. They don't care about raping of minor girls in school bathrooms. These people don't care. They only care if they can use it to a political advantage. That's it. These people are without humanity. They're animals. And this dad, I'm going to tell you, one day these school boards are going to screw around. Y'all aren't victims. When you're the one doing the oppressing, you are the oppressor, not the victim. You don't own these kids. See, you could not have me as an elected official because I would suspend every law that would prohibit parents from, in whatever way they chose, to hold the school board accountable. That's me. But do you see how this gaslighting is so dangerous now? Now do you understand how when we talk about protections for women, this is exactly what we're talking about? And that they performed a rape kit and they got evidence from it. And now there are all of these progressives that are supposedly believe all women and believe all women and Me Too that are now trying to deny and call a liar this victim when there's evidence. They did a rape kit and they transferred him and he was supposed to be on, I think, house arrest, and he ended up sexually assaulting another girl at school. It's sickening. This is why you got to stand up and take your schools back. If you're not going to fight for your kids against these people, who is? They're your kids. Do you find yourself turning on the news and feeling kind of hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, the prospect of more mandates, inflation, the list goes on. There is something that you can do. You can buy from companies that believe what you believe and support your right to believe what you want to believe. We need to stick together now more than ever. And there has been one company that's willing to stand with you and has done so since 2012, and that's Patriot Mobile. It's America's only Christian conservative wireless provider, and they offer broad nationwide coverage. In fact, they use the same towers as all the other major carriers. Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget. budget. And their 100% U.S.-based customer support team provides exceptional customer support. More importantly, Patriot Mobile shares your values and supports organizations that fight for religious freedom, your constitutional rights, sanctity of life, veteran and first responders as well. Visit PatriotMobile.com/Dana or call 972-PATRIOT and get free activation with offer code Dana. Get special discounts for veterans and first responders, also multi-line accounts. Support a company that loves America and shares your values. PatriotMobile.com/Dana or call 972-PATRIOT.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five, brought to you by Caltech.
All right, so some of the stuff we have here. I'm glad that this bad cop was canned. Art Acevedo, who once told me that he was going to spy on me while he was the chief of police in Austin, I guess. He was on the job for 6 months. He decided to resign from Houston to being their police chief. He resigned just after, in the middle of his contract. Didn't tell anybody. Then went to Miami, where he thought he was going to get more money for a smaller area. And then they fired him 6 months into his job. He got blasted by city commissioners. He was accused of meddling in internal affairs investigations. Art Acevedo is the type of cop that makes people not like police. Art Acevedo is the type of cop that embarrasses the badge. He's the type of person who will abuse authority and push unconstitutional mandates on you. Art Acevedo is the type of cop who makes women afraid of talking to cops. He's a bad cop, and I'm glad he was fired. So, I don't know where he's going to go after this. Insurrection. Climate protesters descend on the White House and vandalize the Andrew Jackson statue. Okay. Am I supposed to be upset by that? Because they vandalized a Democrat, right? He was the guy, he was the Democrat that moved all the Indians from on the trail of genocide. So I really don't feel bad about that. Go ahead. But I will say this. Is this not an insurrection? Insurrection! It's a coup! It's a coup! They're going to have a coup. Woman sues Geico for $1 million because she claims she got HPV in a car they insured. No, for real. She's referred to as MO in court docs. She's suing them for damages amounting to $1 million. So she apparently had a romantical experience in the vehicle with a male and got an STD from the guy. And that was covered, and apparently in the backseat of his vehicle, that was covered by the insurance provider. So I guess she's trying to get money out of Geico because they used the vehicle, and she's from Missouri, for the love. I think that car insurance only goes so far, man. I just gotta say, don't be a skank and screw people in the back of their cars and get STDs. Because we can't have personal accountability anymore, and you're a victim if you don't take accountability. People would rather be victims than take accountability. Okay. No, come at me, for real. Also, I told you a little earlier, we'll talk about this more, Lego declared an end to gender bias and harmful stereotypes. So now there's no more boys and girls labels from its products. Did you know there was a Gina Davis Institute on Gender and Media? Is that like the actress?
Yeah, sounds like it.
What are you doing with the stupid stuff? What? So Lego is calling on kids and parents to champion inclusive play. Or just maybe leave kids alone and let them do what they want. That's a thought. We'll talk more about this here coming up. Don't go anywhere.
Politics, pop culture, and whatever else gets canceled, tossed in a blender, paid for by sponsored hate mail. It's The Dana Show.
You're going to start to see winter and fall waves in the northern states. And, we have a summer season, but you're going to see that. And so I think that that's something that should be stressed more and more.
Well, yeah, and I think that Ron DeSantis is right. Best mom Ron DeSantis. He's right. Welcome back to the show, DanaLash.com. When we were, by the way, welcome back to the show, DanaLash.com. We were having this conversation about the seasonality of how when the temperatures get cooler, in the South, and people can stop running their ACs as hard as they do, and they actually go outside more, you're going to see things decrease. And then same thing, up north, people are going to be spending more time indoors, et cetera, et cetera. You'll see them, and that's, you're actually, we're already seeing that. So let me share this with you. I'm done with this, and the Loudoun County stuff has got me in. I am just like no tolerance. I don't think you do either. So there are now some experts and scientists from Indian Institute of Technology in Bombay. They were trying to demonstrate how far the virus can spread in both calm and windy conditions. And they're suggesting that face masks should be worn outside, especially when it's windy, to curb the spread of COVID. They haven't even been a legal requirement in England since July. They don't do anything. That's just fact. That's not like anything other than fact. So let's just wear 6 feet of face panties at all times when eating and drinking. And guys, just if you are hungry and you want to have a drink or you want to have a snack, just sit next to your stuff and absorb it through osmosis. So like Kane, we could sit you next to a sandwich and then it could disappear. And then we'll go, Kane, how's that sandwich? And you can say through your face panties, it was delicious.
Wow.
I absorbed it.
Not sure that's science, but okay.
Yeah, it's science. And if you're not absorbing your food, you're not close enough to it.
I see.
Just absorb it that way. And then maybe one day our face orifices will go away and we won't even need the panties on our faces, Kane. Could happen.
We literally don't need them now.
Or we could just all walk around with injections, just IVs, and just get all our nutrients that way. That way we don't, don't have to, we just keep our face panties on. 6 feet of face panties. Let's go ahead and suffocate yourself to death. That'll be better.
For your health.
Like in Australia, we're here to beat the hell out of you for violating the mandate for your health. Jeez. Just can't. None of this works. I can't believe we're still back to none of them work. Have you ever tried to dress a toddler? Because getting me to wear face panties, that's like what it's like. That's what it'd be like. You think Australia officers had trouble with people? Jiminy Christmas. Be like bathing a cat or dressing a toddler. One of the two. Or you know what, Kate? We could all just work for USPS, the United States Postal Service. Just work for USPS. And because they don't have to do the mandate. They don't have to do any of that.
Or we just get elected to Congress.
Mm-hmm.
Because they don't have to either.
Mm-hmm. I want to go back to a moment, the Southwest CEO. I'm going to make fun of him. I was going to ask you if it's mean and I don't care. First, can I hear it again? Just 14. Just let me hear audio soundbite 14. 1-4. Just one little bitty bit. One more time, please.
Talking about the vaccine mandate. Oh, yeah. I mean, there are some that have very strong views on both sides of that issue. And, it's not, as I think you probably know, I've never been in favor of corporations imposing that kind of a mandate. I'm not in favor of that. Never have been. But the executive order from President Biden mandates that all federal employees and then all federal contractors, which covers all the major airlines, have to have a vaccine in place by December the 8th. So we're working through that.
So the guy who, wait a minute, it's not even an actual law. It's not even a mandate. It was a press release. So the guy who, the CEO of the country of the Southwest CEO is bending a knee to a mandate that doesn't exist. And the CEO who's like, well, I don't support this mandate, doesn't even exist. It's not even real. It's not even rural. All right, ill. But I'm on bending a knee to it anyway. Man, if everybody thought like him, that's like It's just a press release. You're losing your staff and you're screwing up air travel because of a press release. It's not a law. It hasn't even gone through the proper procedure. So bending a knee to a non-existent mandate and this company CEO who doesn't believe it, but I'm going to enforce this non-existent thing. What is this? How the hell is this guy CEO?
Basic civics, like what? Which branch actually creates law?
Sir, can you tell us how planes fly? Well, I don't know. I think it's the angels that lift them up in the air.
The wind beneath my wings.
They blow on them and they fly. It's kind of, I don't know, man. This is one of the dumbest things I've ever heard of. I don't like mandates. Biden forced me to do it. We don't like the mandate from Biden, and we don't like CEOs who force things that aren't actually even mandates because there's no legal binding to this, even if they wanted it. And I'm not saying that just as, you know, to be political. I'm saying that because they didn't actually go through the whole process of it. Well, I hate the mandates, but you know, it's all Biden's fault. The reason that I'm enforcing this mandate that doesn't exist, it's all Biden's fault. I'm not defending Biden. I think the mandate's stupid, but I think it's equally stupid for this guy to sit here and enforce something that doesn't exist. Yes, he should be made fun of a lot. All right, you guys want to make fun of old hippies? Let's do that. So, audio soundbite 11, Ben and Jerry, two old dudes who make ice cream, and it's gross. They have the skin texture of a cracklin from Captain D's. These two old dudes who make ice cream, they hate Israel and they're not fans of Jewish people. So they decided, they were asked actually two really good questions. So here's the first. I don't know which one is which. One of them, Tweedledee and Tweedledum, decided that they were asked a question about Israel's policies and they couldn't actually articulate anything about it. Listen.
If you disagree with the Israeli government policy, why not just stop sales completely?
Well, I disagree with the U.S. policy. We couldn't stop selling in the U.S. I think it's fine to be involved with a country, to be a citizen of a country, and to protest some of the country's actions. And that's essentially what we're doing in terms of Israel. We hugely support Israel's right to exist. Mm-hmm. But we are against a particular policy.
What particular policy? One that's existing. Well, can you tell us what it is? This is an existing policy. What does it do? It exists. And then they were asked, okay, but you're selling in Georgia and Texas. Now, I don't like the reporter asking questions. I think she's obviously very biased. But listen to this. Audio soundbite 12. This guy did not even have an answer.
You guys are big proponents of voting rights. Why do you still sell ice cream in Georgia? Texas, abortion bans. Why are you still selling there?
He literally doesn't.
I don't know. I mean, it's an interesting question. I don't know what that would accomplish. We're working on those issues of voting rights and. I don't know. I think you ask a really good question, and I think I'd have to sit down and think about it for a bit.
Because I don't know. I didn't know. I just is making ice cream, man. I don't know. I don't know nothing about petting no rabbits. I don't know. Does anybody actually like their ice cream? No. It's not good. It's not creamy. That's not good ice cream, right? I don't think
it's
it is.
It's just too expensive for what you get. Like, you can get other good ice cream.
It tastes like bitterness cheaper. And old man tears. That's what it tastes like.
Gotta look at
made with 100% bitterness and old man tears.
Gotta look at the ingredients list on that.
You gotta be, yeah, I'm telling you, because that's like, it's dangerous. It could be poisonous. Insane. You know, just.
But Georgia and Texas voting laws are actually.
Oh, we've
liberal.
Talked about this.
It's so dumb.
Georgia's
for her
laws
to frame
are even ridiculous. Like, who?
The
like,
question.
I mean, what about Georgia's laws? I want to make fun of everybody I don't like today, honestly, because that's a stupid question to ask. You mean Georgia's laws that? And notice that she didn't know enough about what she was talking about to actually make the point that. Well, I mean, that as she brings up Texas, she's like the abortion ban, which there's no abortion ban. That's so stupid too. But she couldn't make the point that she sits here and talks about Georgia and then ironically goes to Texas that has like as open, although Georgia now does basically what? Just drop your vote here on the street corner in this box of ballots that no one's watching. Go ahead. It's totally fine. That reminds me of England's free knives boxes that they had. Oh my gosh. There you go. There you go. All kinds of fun stuff. All right. So some of the other things that we have coming up for you today. Biden is losing COVID trust. And there's another Facebook whistleblower who says she's willing to testify before Congress. We don't really care. I mean, you know what this is all about, but I'm sure they're probably going to bring her up. So we're going to get into all of that as well. We have the latest with this NFL stuff. These emails, John Gruden. You have all these people that are angry over this dude's emails than they are about the fact that a freshman girl was raped in a school bathroom because of their bathroom policies and her dad was called a domestic terrorist by the administration because he defended her. Man, people are just ridiculous. Is there any asteroids projected to collide with this planet? We should probably check the weather.
For over 40 years, Delta Rescue has provided dedication and everlasting love to animals that have been left abandoned. Delta is the largest no-kill and care-for-life animal sanctuary in the world. This super sanctuary is home to up to 1,500 animals that have been cruelly abandoned or born in the wilderness and cares for every animal for the entirety of that animal's life. Every animal at Delta Rescue receives the very best of care, and Delta relies solely on donor contributions from people like you for that care. By being a part of the Delta mission, you are the difference between life and death for so many of these animals. Donate today at deltarescue.org, or for more information on Delta's tax saving estate planning, visit directly deltarescue.org/Dana and ask for my free estate package. It lays out all you need to know about growing your estate while letting your compassion for animals live well into the future. This is only available at deltarescue.org/Dana. Show your dedication and everlasting love and make your legacy work for the animals. Visit deltarescue.org/Dana today.
Dana gives you the meat and potatoes news of the day. None of that tofu news. More like bacon with a side of hash browns news. The news you want, the way you want it. The Dana Show.
Well, number one, it's really young. There's not enough evidence supporting its safety. There are some concerns I have about it. But I have a group called CUF, Citizens United for Freedom. We have vaccinated people in our group. We're more pro-medical freedom. I don't agree that, I think this is the greatest human rights violation of our time to say that the government can inject you with these things. Personally, I'm not ready to take the vaccine yet. I don't think it's been proven safe.
So this is a doctor from UCLA, Christopher Rake. He was the guy who had to be escorted off premises because he would not get the injection, and he's a doctor, so he knows less about it than the bureaucrats making these laws, don't you know? Welcome back to the show, danalash.com, at DLash on Twitter. Make sure you go subscribe to Substack, my newsletter over there. So that I was watching that, and they escorted him out like he was a criminal because he didn't get an injection. And it was really weird, and they were like very hostile towards him in the video. He was very polite and all of this, very polite, but mm-mm. Telling you, this is where stuff is going. All right, let's go ahead and kick it into some Florida Man.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
One of my favorite stories is out at Orange County, Florida. The guy's name is Eugene Botzi. He's a military veteran and he's a dad. He's been in Florida for a year. He's from Philly, but he's a Florida man now, but he's a good guy Florida man. So what ended up happening is, and this is according to WESH2, Denise Sparks says there was a 6-foot alligator in front of her Orange County home. And she had no idea because she would, you know, goes out the door and leaves for work and all this. And she says, I would have been gator food. She's like, I would have fainted and it would have eaten me. So the dad goes out because the kids are all playing outside and all that. So the dad goes out. He's in the driveway and he brings one of those big old trash cans that has a lid on it. And he traps this gator in the trash can. And then he maneuvers it down the embankment towards the retention pond and pushed it over and then ran up the hill. He goes, army training kicked in. Get it done. Dropping it. Keep it moving. And so they had Orange County tweeted out that people should call the state's nuisance line. And they asked them about that. And he's like, I don't know the procedure, so I did it my own way. Well, he did what needed to be done. That was so great, though, to watch this. I don't, this video, I know it went viral, but it was so great. That was me. It was so great. I've watched this thing like 50,000 times. And you can hear all the kids and everybody in the background going, oh, which that would have probably scared me more than anything else, you know, like hearing them do that. But he did it. He did real well. So there you go. And he says he does the same with snakes, too. Okay, so how many snakes and gators do you got to move with that trash can in Florida? I'm asking for some folks, because dang, that's All right, so a 60-year-old Florida man is looking to obliterate the decade-old Guinness World Record of surfing the most consecutive hours without pause. That sounds, I'm tired from reading it. That sounds really tired. He's doing it for charity, as opposed to just, you know, I don't know, attention. Curtis Loftus was 50 years old when he surfed for 30 hours. He will be 60, and he's going to attempt 40. It's going to be at Jacksonville Beach in front of the lifeguard station October 15th through the 28th. What? So, I don't know, man. That's pretty hardcore. 30 hours? He's already done it for 30 hours. And now he's going to go for 40. So, man alive. That's pretty... Wow. I don't want to read this story because it has to do with a foot fetish and that's disgusting. And a burglar breaking into people's homes. Let's see here. So this Florida man, this is WSVN. They had a standoff, apparently. Hours long, a Ventura SWAT situation ends. This guy's wanted by U.S. Marshals. And he ended up getting on the roof. They had a chopper out. 25-year-old Trent Michael Conley would not surrender. He somehow got up on the roof of a house, and they had a standoff up there forever. So he just stood on the end of the apartment building, and they had knocked on his door with a warrant around 1:30, and he was combative, barricaded himself in, and then climbed up, Spider-Man style, I guess. He's going to appear in court on Friday. We got a lot more in store, a whole full hour of the program on the way. Stick with us. More of the Dana Show after this. Friends, we're on the brink of an economic crisis, really. I mean, thanks to the economic policies and the jobless numbers, that everything's been abysmal. Inflation is starting to increase. We're seeing supply chain disruptions. It's kind of crazy. Instead of following the former president's pro-business agenda that had the economy booming, now the new administration wants to tax corporations, tax small businesses, pass trillion-dollar bills that we can't pay for. You need to take proactive steps to protect your wealth and your retirement by investing in gold and precious metals, and legacy precious metals can help. Washington keeps printing money and it devalues your dollar. Gold offers you a hedge against inflation. As the dollar gets weaker, gold gets stronger. So the folks at Legacy Precious Metals are the gold standard when it comes to investing in precious metals. They have a team of experts who can counsel you on the best options for you and your family. Don't leave your retirement to chance. Call Legacy Precious Metals at 866-580-2088 or visit them online to download their free investor's guide that's full of all kinds of useful information at LegacyPMInvestments.com. Visit Legacy, letter P, letter M, Investments.com.
And finally, Bill, we've heard about the national security threats. Well, the foreign minister, Muniz, met with Tony Gonzalez, congressman from Texas, last week. Among the things she told him was that 52 known terrorists have come through this year. The International Organization of Migration says more than 90,000 Haitians have passed right past where we are as we try and convince the military to give us access to exactly what's happening.
Wow. Wow. That's insane. That is 90,000 reportedly en route from Panama. Oh my gosh. Welcome back to the show. DanaLash.com. And make sure you go sign up for the Odyssey app to listen to the show you're listening to now. 12 to 3 Eastern every day. 90,000. 90,000. That is crazy. But the border's closed. Kane's right. What are we worried about? Kane, the border's closed. Hey, it's closed. What do you know? We don't have to worry about any of that. The border's closed. Well, that's what they were saying. And the, did you guys see the news about the border wall? I was talking about this in Hannity last night. $120 million of unused steel lying in the desert because they're not building the wall. They had that drone shot. Bill Malugin was down there with his drone, Bill's drone. And it's in the Laredo sector. They canceled, DHS canceled two contracts in the Laredo sector. And it was about 31 miles of water, border wall construction. They hadn't even started yet. And they said that to replace the planned border barrier system, they would use funds previously allocated to direct custom and border patrol to conduct an environmental assessment. What about the environmental impact caused by people just like making paths, basically, right there crossing the Rio? So you have, there were 450 miles of the wall that had been constructed or replaced during the administration. Another 350 miles were already funded and they were planned or under construction. And this, now we have this situation. Now, apparently the new wall wasn't just a replacement under the previous administration for the steel panels, but they implemented new systems that were supposed to help border agents detect intrusions and high-speed roads to reach trouble spots faster so that they can intercept anybody before they attempted to cross the border. Now, this Senate Homeland Security Subcommittee issued, they conducted a report and they discovered, this is over at Floridian Press, that the president's decision to halt, President Biden's decision to halt these, the border wall and the construction of this, cost about $3 million a day of taxpayer funds. And the blistering report found that such suspension wasted about $2 billion and counting to not build the wall because the Defense Department is paying construction contractors to, quote, babysit metal instead. The figure amounts to 20% of the original $10 billion allocated by the previous administration for the border wall construction. And so then you have these stacks of steel panels already funded $120 million, abandoned in FAR, Texas. And each, the individual steel panel, each one is about $5,000. My, oh my. So, and yeah, I knew those contracts were paid up. So the contracts were paid up. So this is billions of dollars we're looking at as taxpayers here. This is what we've spent. And the budget office called on Congress to cancel any border barrier funds that remain at the end of the year. They want to use, you know, for they want to use the money for something else, the whatever money's left. But the border's closed. Did you see the video the other day? All these people just walking around, literally the uncompleted wall. And there's stacks of equipment that's right there that they could have closed that gap where everybody was walking in, but they didn't. It's like they're trolling. It's like they're trolling everybody now at this point, the administration. So since we paid for that and it's our property, I got a question. Can we just do it? Can we just do it? Is this something we're able to do? I mean, I'm if it's our property already because we've paid for it, then I think that we should be able to take it over and just put it up ourselves, right? I got tools. Can you got tools?
I got tools, and I'm sure there's plenty of other contractors out there that would be willing to help out as well.
I mean, it seems like that would be a good idea. Because it's just sitting out there. So I'm just wondering, you know what it made me think of, right? What? Call the nation's dads. I'm just saying. Sounds like a call for the nation's dads. You get the dads out there with their tool belts. You send them down there to that border wall. They'll grill some bratwurst and pork steaks, and they'll have that wall built in a week. You send America's dads down to do the job. There you go, right there.
We'll give you the steel.
See? It's so easy. Can you imagine? Can you imagine? I mean, it's so great. And then think of this. Just imagine all the dads packing their tools. Honey, where are you going? I'm going to to the border. You're going to the border. I'm going to the border. The nation called. It needs help. And it has all these dads from all over the nation descending on the southern border in Texas. And they all line up and they start putting the steel panels in place. That's how you get it done. See, I mean, look, literally, that. How is that not a commercial right now? For the love. For the love. Just saying. You know. I mean, I got, there's tools there. I'm not really allowed to use the drill thing. Yeah. Gun. Right? I can see that. Look, I know what I know and I know what I don't. I know guns. I know gun law. I know a lot of stuff about cooking and that. And I know some basic construction stuff. For whatever reason, I am not meant to hold a drill. You ever see that episode, the beginning of Friends, the intro, where Joey drills something through a wall and almost drills through Chandler's head because Chandler's like there with his head against the wall taking a nap? Hi, it's me. I don't know what it is. Like I one time I was drilling something in to hang a picture by myself and I just drilled. It went so fast. Like there's no control of the speed and it just went. And the next thing I knew, that damn thing was drilled all the way into the wall. I'm like, that, why did it go that fast? Like there's no speech. Why are you that's common, right? Is it? I think.
Is it common?
I think so.
You think it's common?
After that, I was not allowed to touch the drill.
I can see. I can see how that would
machine
be the case.
Anymore. The gun, the drill gun. It just, I was never allowed to touch any of my stepdad's tools in the garage. Ever. As a teenage girl, you know how you want to hang stuff in your room? Right. If I hovered over the hammer, there was a silent dad alarm that went off in his head. And immediately he opened the garage door and just stared. And I would just have to withdraw my hand from over the hammer and walk away. Same thing with the thermostat. There's something about it. Like tools in the thermostat and the lawn. Those are dad's domains. You just don't mess, man.
You need to stick to those command strips.
You know, those things are stupid.
No, I think
they're dumb.
I think that's the
same. They rip off they do as much damage to the wall as like putting a nail in it.
That's not how I experience them.
That's not how you experience command strips?
That's right. That's not how they work.
Oh my gosh, you're such a dad. Wrong.
Are you adding glue to them? What are you doing?
No, I'm like, it's like when you need to pull the thing down, it doesn't work. In my experience, maybe. I have an issue with drywall. Right. It hates me. Yeah. I just don't mess with it at all, ever, 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 ever. But no, I did. One time when I was drilling, it just went right into the wall, and it was that fast. I was like, "What in the world?"
You probably work better though with the steel walls at the border.
See, I could go down there. Yeah, because then if I did it, you know, it would be secure because it and it would be done. Right? It's like that quick. I'm not even kidding you. And all of a sudden, Chris was there in the hallway. Like, the hell did you do? What did you do? And then it was like a whole issue. He's just like, I just put it down. Put the drill down. But it is very fun to hold. There's a certain like transfer of power when you hold that. I'm just saying. But long story short, I just, there's just an America's Dad's on there to do it. All the weekend warriors, right? Like all the people who are constantly like redoing their homes, just send them down there. What, you could send some of those HGTV people down there. We've already paid for it. Why let that money go to waste? Put some shiplap on it. Send it down there. Put it up. Put some shiplap. And you could have like a competition between all the HGTV shows. Who did it best? Who made it look cutest? Right? Because wasn't that one of the things why they have the slats like that? Because it was supposed to be, they were supposed to have it to where you could still kind of see, but nobody could get through.
So you're saying send Chip and Joanna Gaines down there? Is that what you're saying?
Maybe. I'm just saying, just to make it look neat. Although, if the parts where it's just in the desert and there's no brush, it kind of would look like a modern art sculpture in a way. Like something that came from Marfa. I'm just saying. All right. So we got a couple other things to touch on here. We got the NBA stuff. This dude, the coach who had these emails. First off, don't ever send anything with your work email. That's the dumbest thing you could do. Never put anything in print that you are not willing to say publicly. That's the other thing that you got to remember. But also, why are they angrier over this than they are over this freshman girl that got raped in the bathroom because of the policy, the bathroom policy that Loudoun County Schools implemented. And then the school board turns around, calls the dad defending her a domestic terrorist. I just think that people maybe should be a little bit more upset over that right now, you know, than over this dude's emails. And then not only that, but you got the NBA now punishing a star player because he wants to make his own decision. So they had the Nets general manager. We're going to talk about this coming up. Sean Marks. Irving's not going to play or practice with the team until he's eligible, until he is eligible to be a full participant. What's Kyrie Irving? Kyrie Irving. I remember reading an interview where he was taught, a piece where they were quoting his remarks about the vaccine. Kyrie Irving wasn't ignorant. He wasn't being mean. He wasn't being rude. He was just explaining his personal decision. And so now they're like, oh, he's not eligible to be a full participant. But it's okay if the communists in China still, and they use their detention camps to make all of our merch. It's okay. We're going to talk about this here coming up. So, and then I got some Pelosi audio. I got new Pelosi audio for you. You're going to want.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five, brought to you by Caltech.
Oh, I got a ton of audio for you, too, here that just, like, came through the gate here. So, this story is amazing to me. Did you guys hear about this Indiana family that were given the coronavirus injection instead of flu shots? This is like one of the craziest stories I think I've ever heard of. So in Evansville, there was a family who's seeking legal help because their attorney says that the family, including a 4 and 5-year-old, was given the COVID vaccine instead of a flu shot. According to the attorney, Dan Tooley, the family went to the Walgreens on St. Joe Monday to get flu shots, but they were given 4 doses of COVID vaccine. The parents received a call from the pharmacy 90 minutes later telling them that they had made a mistake. The parents haven't been identified. They contacted the CDC and health officials. The parents say their kids are currently ill. And apparently, they took one of their kids to a pediatric cardiologist, according to Fox 59, and said that one of the children showed heart issues, like I guess the myocarditis stuff, the heart issue, after receiving the shots. So the Walgreens on St. Joe, Fox 59, reached out. They said they couldn't comment on specific events, but they said, oh, these instances are rare. And we've, you know, reviewed our multi-step procedure. No lawsuit has been filed at this time, but holy cow. Holy cow. This is insane. One of the things that we got some wokery stuff because Netflix suspended a trans employee and others for crashing an executive meeting where they were discussing the whole situation. They were discussing with the comedy special from Dave Chappelle. And this is according to Variety. One is a senior software engineer in San Francisco. They were suspended because they attended the Netflix quarterly business review, a 2-day affair. It's top 500 employees of the company. Field, who is a man who identifies as a woman, apparently was trying to get in, and then they like ranted about it on social media, and so they ended up being kicked to the curb because they weren't behaving in a professional manner. Of course they weren't. We have a lot more on the way, including, all right, wokery. Gavin Newsom is getting rid of like gender segregated shops and stores. We got all this stuff. Wait, stay with us.
Of all your favorite talk hosts, one of these is not like the others. The Dana Show.
Well, Josh, these requirements are promulgated by federal law. So when the president announced his vaccine mandates for businesses that, of course, we're waiting on OSHA regulations for as a next step. That was pursuant to federal law and the implementation of federal law because it's an executive order. So our intention is to implement and continue to work to implement these requirements across the country, including in the states where there are attempts to oppose them.
So that word law doesn't, that's what they're saying. That's not what it means. Welcome back to the show, danalash.com. Good to be with you. Sign up for my newsletter. I'll be on Fox later tonight, 6 p.m. Central hour. I had to think about that. They keep saying it's a law, but it's not, because the law is registered and voted on by members of Congress. This is not mandates are not laws. This is not legally binding. Just like how Southwest CEO says his hands are tied by a non-existent mandate that he quote apparently opposes, please. No. Mm-mm. It's not a law. I mean, there's a reason why it's been a month and they have not gone through the proper protocol and the registry, et cetera, et cetera. And I talked about this just, what was this, Friday that I talked about this? Yeah. It's the vaccine. Because they have to go through this whole OSHA chain, this whole OSHA process. And they can, the only way that this thing only exists on paper. So OSHA has broad authority to set workplace safety standards. I'm looking at just the Occupational Safety and Health Act of 1970. So they have to go through this whole thing. You have to have notice and comment. But if they go use this ETS procedure, like this emergency procedure that Biden's wanting to do, then there's still like a multi-month period where they have to review it. So the Occupational Safety and Health Administration, they said that they made an announcement, the administration did, asking OSHA to implement this, review it and implement it. But a press release doesn't have any, it's not legally binding. It doesn't have any legal authority. And that's all this is. The state agents, they heard from Stephanie McFarland. She's a spokeswoman for Indiana's OSHA. And she said that they haven't seen anything from this. They said the president made an announcement asking OSHA to give, you know, basically do what needs to be done so employers have these mandates. But they said they don't have anything else at all. They just had that press release. And so the administration, they're trying to follow. It's a rarely used and unusual process that's called the Emergency Temporary Standard. It's or ETS for short. And it usually, I think I have this in my notes because they did. So Bloomberg Law has this, I'm pulling this up. So there was this piece that was back on September 23rd. It said, companies see manna from heaven with Biden vaccine mandate. Now they said that when they were talking to another, Hershey, like the chocolate people, they were talking to their associate general counsel and head of ethics, compliance, and data privacy for Bloomberg Law. And they said, it's a lot easier for us to say that OSHA spells it out this way and we have to comply. That's one of the reasons why they're trying to go through OSHA. Now, here's the thing. The rule then at that time took like 6 months. They had the spring ETS rule. And the spring ETS rule, this had to do with the healthcare ETS, and it was filed. This had to do with some of these protocols that you're seeing. And it gets into respiratory, all kinds of stuff, material. I mean, everything that a lot of people are doing right now with the masks and everything else. So this was filed on June 17th and it became effective. It took, but it had been reviewed for 6 months before then, though. So it's what my whole point in telling you this is that it's a long process. And so he's trying to give this thing the perception of being like this legally binding mandate by using this rarely implemented rule that actually hasn't, it's only been used, Wall Street Journal says, 10 times in 50 years. And courts have decided challenges to six standards, upholding only one. So the point is that, and this is why I'm going after the Southwest CEO so much, is that they have companies that have been thinking about doing this, but they haven't had the ability to do it. But if they can just blame Biden for it, it's like manna from heaven. That's the problem. By doing this ETS procedure, they can push this stuff without having this public review period where you get to provide, as a member of the taxpaying public, you get to provide feedback. Now, that's normally required of any kind of federal rule like this. And that's the reason why these emergency temporary standards have been have never held up in court. So that's why they haven't pushed through with it, because they know it's not gonna hold up. That's why they have not pushed through. So there's your answer. So what they're doing right now is they're playing chicken with the courts. So you have these CEOs who get to say, well, this thing's coming, so we're just going to go ahead and do this anyway. And they get to try to pass off responsibility for it onto the administration by acting like the administration is doing it. If they had beans, they'd be going, no, you come and force us to. Now, it's weird because Southwest is based in Texas. And I don't understand why they're doing this when, and let me pull up my notes, bear with me, I have so many things open. When you had the Texas governor, Greg Abbott, who just signed an order banning any entity, was the language, including companies, from imposing a vaccine mandate. It's an executive order that prohibits any entity, including a private business, from enforcing an injection on workers. Now, that said, no entity in Texas can compel receipt of a COVID vaccine by any individual, including an employer or consumer, who objects to such vaccination for any reason of personal conscience, based on a religious belief, or for a medical reason, including prior recovery from COVID. Now, I like that, because he includes natural immunity in there. Do you realize that none of these people are including none of these? Like in New York, where if you've had it before, I have friends that live in New York. And it doesn't matter. And all of my friends who live in New York, all of them have had coronavirus. Some of them have, most of them, well, there's like two that did not get the injection. And they had it the most recent, and they're terrified about getting sick again. They were sick, but they weren't like sick. But they didn't get the injection. And so as a result, they can't go anywhere, basically. Now, that's ridiculous. Why can't you just say, didn't Sweden do this? It was Sweden or Norway. I think maybe Sweden, where their little pass thing at least gives you the opportunity to say, yeah, I've had it. And also they have where they and I think Florida was doing this too, where you can actually go and access and see, do you have the presence of antibodies in your system? Why is that? None of that's included. That's why people like me are like, this is not about science. This is about control, because this is not, this is still a virus. And just like any virus, there's natural immunity. Now, with that, Rand Paul had shared. Golly, I got it here somewhere. And that's the other, a quick point. The longer OSHA waits to issue this emergency thing, the less that it seems like an emergency issue, too. That's another that's a question that I'm actually waiting on an answer. I asked a friend of mine who works in employment law, and I'm like, in order to use an emergency temporary standard, is there a period of time that this has to be done in order for it to be considered an emergency, right? Because if all of this is done, like you have to do all of this stuff for an emergency, then it seems to me like if you're waiting months and months, then how are you still using an emergency procedure that eliminates public feedback? How are you still justifying that as an emergency? I'm made of questions. So there was this, there were a number of studies. And Rand Paul actually tweeted this out, which is how I came across it. And I was reading through this last night, that looked at the vaccination compared to the immunity gained from natural contraction. And they were saying that there have been a lot of studies done on the strength of this, about how, and it's not to say go out and have coronavirus parties, but it's insane to ignore the strength of natural immunity compared to that from the injection, especially since the CDC is like, well, it's not actually, you know, transferring immunity. It's just basically therapeutic. It's a big thing. I saw this on Twitter. Imagine if there was a 99.97% chance that you won't crap your pants, but you're forced to wear diapers just in case. Now imagine you're to wear these diapers to protect your neighbor from crapping his pants. Right? Thank you. It was the Brownstone Institute.
Think of others, Dana. Think of others.
I mean, unless you wear your seatbelt in your car, I can't be safe in my car.
I guess I have to wear sunglasses so people, other people aren't blinded.
That's right.
By the sun.
That's right, Kane. Think of other people. What's wrong with you? Are you wanting people to die?
I guess I'm just a bigot.
Horrible person. You're so mean. I know. So this is the big. I got to get some woke stuff. Let me get the let me get the wokery. So all right. So Gavin Newsom, who they've decided to, he's signed a whole bunch of stuff, including now gender neutral stores. So Gavin Newsom signed this law forcing stores to have gender neutral sections where traditional blue and pink toys and toothbrushes are banned. Now, they have LGBTQ XYZ, I don't know, issues that those activists say that, oh, this is a win. How is this a win? They say pink and blue pressure kids to conform. That is so stupid. And the stuff that you're out there doing doesn't? I mean, that argument can be used for everything. Let me put it like this. Do you all remember, especially you ladies, wasn't there a period when it was like they were trying to make the color pink look stupid? Am I just like sensitive to that? Is that something that you all noticed too? Like everyone was like, oh, girls don't need pink, or like pink was too froofy. And if you know, right? Like there was this, it felt like there was this like societal brainwashing thing. Girls just like the color pink. There's something about it chicks like. I mean, I don't dislike it. It's just not a color that looks good on me. But I don't dislike it. I just, you know, I like, there's other stuff I like. But this idea that simply the presence of these hues will conform kids to gender stereotypes is the dumbest thing I've ever heard. Not any more than not having them will. And I really think that they're relying on old-timey marketing methods as well, outdated, like very outdated, anachronistic marketing methods on which to base their objections. But they're mad, like, they're like, oh, Barbies, it's all pink and that, and toothbrushes. Who cares? Half of these people, either, these aren't even your kids. Stop it. I find it weird when adults try to sit here and intervene and on everything like this for stuff that has to do with kids. It's just weird to me. But this is the state getting involved in private businesses. Airline pilots. In addition now to all the fights that we're dealing with pilots v. Airways, British Airways has informed pilots and cabin crew that they must not say ladies and gentlemen on board anymore during announcements in order to promote diversity and inclusion. I got some suggestions you can say. You want to hear them?
Maybe not.
You don't think so?
Maybe not.
You want to hear them?
Maybe not.
Okay. I mean, instead of saying ladies and gentlemen, you could say, I don't know, something like that. Instead of saying ladies and gentlemen, you could say that also could be something. I'm just giving some suggestions to Kane. He doesn't seem to like them.
Yeah, those weren't on the air, so I'm good.
I'm more worried about them flying the plane, right? Like, that's what I'm concerned about. I'm just worried about them flying the damn plane. Just fly it. Fly the plane. So we don't need to do any of this. Fly it. Japan Airlines and others changed and said, they say, dear guests now. That sounds like you're there for a funeral, which also I don't like on a plane. Stop it. Just stop it. Just stop. I think, let's just be super clinical and let's just, you know. Oh, my gosh. I'm going to try to get moving. It's going to be very difficult because I know we got to do stuff, but this is ridiculous. No pun intended. All right. We got to sign up for the newsletter.
Shooting down woke culture. One crazy headline at a time. It's the Dana Show.
I told Steve in Slack. I'm like, dude, you got to let this banger go, man.
Yeah,
you just got to let this go. Oh,
Pantera.
So good. DanaLash.com. I got, here, it's the spot ready to go in. We're just right there. Kane's all excited. Okay, here it goes. Ah! Here we go. Can we just like karaoke? Let's just like karaoke. I mean, you can't really carry. It's hard to do that, but man. All right, so I got some audio for you that I'm not playing because I totally have to censor it. I'll play it for you tomorrow. Right. It's of Beto or Francis or O'Rourke. It's funny, and I just want to make fun of it for good times, man. So I'm not going to lie to you. Let's have some good times, okay? Because today, there were a couple things that are really like churning our butter. So I feel like tomorrow we got to have some good times. Yeah. So that's going to go in the good times pile for tomorrow, okay? Balance. So we got that. Yeah, we got to have a balance. Got to balance it out. So I got some other silly wokery stuff that we're going to have good times with. So there you go. All right, King. Today's a good day.
Believe it or not, it's Nancy. I'm on Pills Pelosi. Listen to what she says. She talks about the Build Back Better plan having three aspects, but then mentions five of them. Listen to this.
The Build Back Better is three baskets. It's climate, which we spent some time talking about already, health, jobs, security, and moral responsibility.
Oh, that's a lot more than three.
They're all going to hell. Three. I think you're going to need more baskets, Nance. Jeez. You're going to need more baskets.
You mentioned the deplorable basket. That's
right.
Weird.
Yeah, that's a really good point. Thank you. All right, folks, I hope you have a wonderful night. I'll be on Fox later on. Sign up for that newsletter. I got a couple pieces coming out to you. God bless you. Good times tomorrow. Good times, y'all. Back with you tomorrow.